Then, having wept and sobbed to her heart's content, off she went to the hall to meet her proud admirers, cradling her husband's back-sprung bow in her arms, its quiver bristling arrows, shafts of pain. Her women followed, bringing a chest that held the bronze and the iron axes, trophies won by the master. That radiant woman, once she reached her suitors, drawing her glistening veil across her cheeks, paused now where a column propped the sturdy roof, with one of her loyal handmaids stationed either side, and delivered an ultimatum to her suitors. "Listen to me, my overbearing friends. You who plague this palace night and day, drinking, eating us out of house and home, with the lord and master absent, gone so long, the only excuse that you can offer is your zest to win me as your bride. So, to arms, my gallants. Here is the prize at issue, right before you. Look, I set before you the great bow of King Odysseus now. The hand that can string this bow with greatest ease, that shoots an arrow clean through all 12 axes, he is the man I follow. Yes, forsaking this house where I was once a bride, this gracious house so filled with the best that life can offer, I shall always remember it, that I know, even in my dreams." She turned to Eumaeus, ordered the good swineherd now to set the bow and the gleaming iron axes out before the suitors. He broke into tears as he received them, laid them down. The cowherd wept too when he saw his master's bow. But Antinous wheeled on both and let them have it. "Yokels! Fools! You can't tell night from day, you mawkish idiots! Why are you snivelling here? You're stirring up your mistress. Isn't she drowned in grief already? She's lost her darling husband. Sit down, eat in peace, or take your snuffling out of doors, but leave that bow right here. Our crucial test that makes or breaks us all. No easy game, I wager, to string his polished bow. Not a soul in the crowd can match Odysseus. What a man he was. I saw him once. Remember him to this day, though I was young and foolish way back then." Smooth talk, but deep in the suitor's heart his hopes were bent on stringing the bow and shooting through the axes. Antinous, fated to be the first man to taste an arrow whipped from great Odysseus's hands, the king he mocked, at ease in the king's house, egging comrades on to mock him too. "Amazing!" Prince Telemachus waded in with a laugh. "Zeus up there has robbed me of my wits. My own dear mother, sensible as she is, says she'll marry again, forsake our house, and look at me, laughing for all I'm worth, giggling like some fool. Step up, my friends. Here is the prize at issue right before you. Look, a woman who has no equal now in all Achaean country, neither in holy Pylos, nor in Argos, or Mycenae. Not even Ithaca itself, or the loamy mainland. You know it well. Why sing my mother's praises? Come, let the games begin. No dodges, no delays, no turning back from the stringing of the bow. We'll see who wins, we will. I'd even take a crack at the bow myself. If I string it and shoot through all the axes, I'd worry less if my noble mother left her house with another man and left me here behind. Man enough, at last, to win my father's splendid prizes." With that he leapt to his feet and dropped his bright red cloak, slipping the sword and sword belt off his shoulders. First he planted the axes, digging a long trench, one for all, and trued them all to a line, then tamped the earth to bed them. Wonder took the revellers looking on, his work so firm, precise, though he'd never seen the axes ranged before. He stood at the threshold, poised to try the bow. Three times he made it shudder, straining to bend it. Three times his power flagged. But his hopes ran high, he'd string his father's bow and shoot through every iron, and now, struggling with all his might for the fourth time, he would have strung the bow, but Odysseus shook his head and stopped him short, despite his tensing zeal. "God help me," the inspired prince cried out. "Must I be a weakling, a failure all my life? Unless I'm just too young to trust my hands to fight off any man who rises up against me. Come, My betters so much stronger than I am. Try the bow and finish off the contest.